Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is Keith Spano, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, International Design Guild, and the Floor Trader. Keith, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thanks so much for having me on today.
I've been wanting to catch up. You know, I interviewed you about IDG at Surfaces, and man, has the world changed since then, right?
That is for sure. It's probably the understatement of the century. And Kemp, you talk to more people in this industry than probably anybody. I think both of us would have lost a bet had we had anyone thought the world would be the way it is today when we spoke at Surfaces.
Oh, I know it. I know. But, you know, the silver lining is that about a month ago, we thought that this thing was going to spiral, and that's actually not what's happened, has it?
Yeah, thankfully, it seemed to be on a better trajectory.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, first off, when you start looking at the members of those four brands we mentioned, tell us how you categorize those.
So we've got Flooring America, Flooring Canada, which is full service retail,
right?
Mid to better end installed product. Then we've got our IDG group, which is our luxury division.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Floor Trader, which is our outlet division. So we really have something for everybody: outlet, full service retail, and luxury.
All right. When you look at those members of yours that are just showing up, turning the lights on, hoping their luck will change, versus the ones that are adapting, maybe their sales are flat or hardly down at all, what's the difference between those two?
Well, in today's retail climate, you can't be waiting for customers to come in the door. You got to go out and get them. You know, one of our platforms was Run to the Future, and, you know, that's what the whole Lift convention was about, was like lifting everybody up. Using the tools that we're providing, first of all, you've got to be digital first. You've got to have a great customer experience, both digitally and in-store. Some people call it omni-channel.
Yeah.
Some people call it phygital, marrying physical and digital together. But the bottom line is you've got to have a frictionless customer experience. You've got to have a curated collection, and you got to make it easy for the customer to say yes. You know, part of what we've been really harping on is sort of that touchless transaction, especially with the pandemic right now.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's touchless, we need to stay in touch.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of times where we utilize our CRM system, our digital catalogs, our digital technology, whether it's DocuSign or our Synchrony online applications for consumer financing or Shop at Home. We just got to make it easy for the customer to shop how she wants.
Mm-hmm. Have you adapted the promotion, how you're trying to build store traffic?
Yeah, we've drastically bought down consumer financing throughout the summer.
Yeah.
To really aggressively go after that consumer. I'm thankful that store traffic has been incredibly busy. You know, we had hoped that there was going to be a lot of pent-up demand. The customer's been in her home for the last 90 days, looking at her flooring, which maybe she put off for something else, saying, you know, I've got to get this done now. The stores are super busy at all levels of retail, whether it be luxury or outlet or full service. And the beauty of it is right now, there just doesn't seem to have been a lot of tire kickers throughout this process. They're just buyers out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been looking at their ugly floors, and they want them replaced now.
When you start talking about the mix of promotion, I know you've already said it's mostly digital, but there's some traditional in there as well?
Yeah, there is traditional as well. And a lot of our members during the downturn took advantage of some opportunistic buys, whether it be TV or radio. Spots were selling for pennies on the dollar.
So let's shift to that CCA Lift. This is that virtual show you're doing now. Tell us a couple of highlights of that.
Yeah, so we had our convention planned for August. We really wanted to move the convention up, give our retailers the tools they need to succeed now, get a leg up over the competition, and hit the ground running. And that's really what we've done. It's done a couple things. Number one, it made us really miss seeing each other in person.
Yeah.
I certainly wish you and I were doing this in person
Me
today.
Too. Yep.
You know, it's like a family reunion when we get together. So we do miss that. But the good thing of Lift is we've been able to produce so much content and get it out there for the members to see and, in fact, engage their entire team. So it's not just our owner or the store manager. They're having all of their retail sales associates. They're having their designers. And they're all able to sit through. We have over 80 classes in our lineup right now for Education Day. Instead of Education Day, actually, we've made it Education Week.
Yeah.
It's actually 4 days. It's going on now, and it'll go through next week. And there's just so much content. There's something for everyone. So that is an advantage of digital that we wouldn't normally have. We came out with a couple key initiatives. We really started to lean on our shop at home, or shop how you want, or design at home, which is, you know, obviously in this healthy and sort of sheltering at home day and age, And then additionally, we had a huge launch with a program called Neutralize. I think John Gilbert talked to you a little bit about that. Yeah, that's going to go across all divisions of CCA, but the interesting thing is we've also stood up a commercial group. And it's a commercial group within CCA, so it's sort of a group within a group. Very exciting. We brought on Jean Mattson, formerly of StarNet, and she's helping myself and Charlie Dilk stand this group up. And our Neutralize Pro program is sort of the first initiative of this new commercial group that we're really excited about. We think that's going to be a great differentiator, maybe help us squeak a little margin into our major commercial work and give our retailers a unique selling proposition at commercial.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Okay. All right. Let me just ask you one last question. When you start looking at the different folks that you work with, you've got, like you said, the luxury side, the full service side. Out of the three, which one is doing the best right now?
Well, I would tell you that the floor trader, which is our outlet division, really never missed a beat.
Yeah.
There was a ton of do-it-yourself happening during the pandemic. People were stuck indoors. I certainly heard that from, we had John, the CEO of Ace Hardware, speak at Lyft.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sort of teed off the same thing that, you know, their paint sales were through the roof, all sorts of DIY.
Right.
We saw the same thing from a flooring perspective. During the shelter-in-place, people were just doing a lot of home projects. So they did terrific. Luxury always sort of hangs in there. It just sort of got put off until now, and now the stores are busy. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, probably full-service retail took the biggest hit. You had the home centers, you know, that stayed open, the big boxes, whether it be Lowe's or Depot. They got what I would call an unfair advantage during this entire pandemic on a technicality, basically, being essential due to their hardware. But outside of that, I think, you know, now that all of the stores are coming online, I think the Northeast is probably the last to really come on. We're happy to see them bouncing back. I think customers want to shop local. Mm-hmm. They want to shop small. They want to support the store that supports their community. We're really seeing an outpouring of support from the community in all the areas that we serve.
And a lot of people still won't do it for me, right? When you start talking about flooring, that's a major investment. I just soon have an expert do it.
Absolutely. It's a major investment. Yeah. And look, that's a huge differentiator for us, is our lifetime installation guarantee and, you know, that quality installation that you expect from local retail.
All right, Keith, well, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for telling us what's going on with your three groups of membership. Again, been talking to Keith Spano, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, IDG, and the Floor Trader. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.